This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
Reactions to Republican nominee Donald Trump's closing speech of the Republican National Convention is being met with mixed reviews and no illusions if he has changed as a person.
Spot on. It's all about America. I feel like somebody's listening to me finally.
Jennifer Lawless is the chair of the politics department at the University of Virginia.
I think that the convention ended last night with most political observers believing that Donald Trump is not a changed man. A few minutes into the speech, it was clear that Donald Trump is the same Donald Trump we've always seen. He might now engage in a little bit more window dressing. He might reference God a little bit more. He might say that he's spiritual. But the content of that speech completely undermined any of those attempts.
Trump accepted the Republican presidential nomination with the marathon speech that began with an uncharacteristic call for national unity before veering into his familiar mix of grievance, bombast, and apocalyptic warnings about the country's fate if he is not returned to the White House. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports Chicago is getting ready to host the Democratic National Convention.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. Like Milwaukee, Chicago has been preparing for months, including a controversial move to relocate a large camp for homeless people. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th. I'm Rita Foley.
The World Court said on Friday that Israel's 57-year occupation and settlement policies and exploitation of natural resources in the Palestinian territories were in breach of international law. Presiding judge of International Court of Justice, Nawaf Salam.
Consequently, the court considered that these policies and practices amount to annexation of large parts of the occupied Palestinian territory.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday that the Jewish people cannot be considered occupiers in their historic homeland. The court has ordered Israel it must vacate the Palestinian territories and pay reparations. A Russian court has convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. VOA Steve Miller has more as the reporter is sentenced to 16 years in prison.
The conclusion of Gershkovich's swift and secretive trial in a country's highly politicized legal system perhaps clears the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the charges. State Department deputy spokesperson Verdant Patel on Thursday declined to discuss negotiations about a possible exchange, but said, quote, "We have been clear from the get-go that Evan did nothing wrong and should not have been detained," end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted earlier this year that he would be open to swapping Gershkovich for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian serving a life sentence for the 2019 killing in Berlin of a Georgian citizen of Chechen descent. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Vietnam's ruling Communist Party chief Nguyen Phu Chau died on Friday after holding the country's most powerful position for 13 years, during which he oversaw fast economic growth, a years-long anti-graft crackdown, and a pragmatic foreign policy. He was 80 years old. Chau died in the early afternoon, quote, "due to old age and serious illness," end quote, the Communist Party said in a statement without elaborating further on the nature of the illness. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.